Some people still push toxic pesticides and synthetic fertilizers, things they learned 30 years ago. Well, Howard Garrett will talk about things he learned 30 years ago, but also things he learned last year and yesterday. So here he is, your host, the natural organic scientist, the Dirt Doctor.
Thank you, Logan. And maybe I should tell you, maybe I shouldn't tell you, I don't know, where Logan is right now. Believe it or not, she's in Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam. And long story, I'll tell you all about it later, but it's interesting. She and a traveling companion, that they love to travel more than anybody, more than Judy and I do, I think. That's where they are right now. So I'll keep you posted on that story, and we'll have lots of photographs. One of the things that is underway right now that I probably ought to tell you about, by the way, to be with me on the show, it's 866-444-3478. We are redoing the website. The website's going to be greatly improved. It has, as you know, if you've been there, a tremendous amount of depth and information, but we're about to go to a new level of sophistication, so it's easier to update, easier to use, and all that kind of thing. We'll keep you posted on that. It is under way. And one of the things I want to make a whole lot better than it is right now is the travel section. We've got a lot of photographs and a lot of information about our various travels in the travel section right now, but that's one area I want to greatly improve, and Logan's going to be adding to that and helping out with some places where we haven't been. And I'm not sure I'm going to go on this one to go visit her. It's kind of up in the air a little bit. Nothing against the Vietnamese people or anything like that. I'm sure it's a wonderful place. It's just a long flight, or flights. So, well, this hour is brought to you by Crazy Water. Crazy Water is the water I drink. I love it. I think it's good. One of the things I've noticed is when I'm out working, like I've been this past couple of weeks on some projects where we can't even break for lunch, one of the things that I've noticed is that if I drink Crazy Water, I don't know, maybe it's all the minerals in it or something, I don't get hungry. I kind of do a small fasting. For me, it really is a fasting because I'm such a hardcore 3 meals a day kind of a guy. When I miss a meal, it's tough. Crazy Water makes a difference. It's makes me where I can get by and wait till dinner without any problem at all. Part of it's just, you know, just self-control, I guess, but the water really does help. It's really good for you. drinkcrazywater.com is where you can get information. Also, their spa is open now, and it's just a wonderful facility where you can go and you can spend the night or several days there and go through their wonderful various things they have, or just go there for a day and soak in one of the mineral spas. They're over in Mineral Wells, Texas. And one thing I said I was going to follow up on and didn't in the first hour, the company that we recommend that sells microbes, the BioSI product, there's a new story, and I'll try to give you some more of the details. We'll be putting information on it. It probably already is there in the members area of dirtdoctor.com. We'll put it on Facebook, too, about this herbicide-resistant weed problem because of the GMOs and Roundup and all that kind of thing being used so much. It's just growing and growing and growing. It's becoming a bigger and bigger problem, and some of the people that haven't been organic in the past are talking about looking at alternative solutions, because throwing more fire on the fire, you know, same old kind of thing with toxic chemicals, isn't working. It hadn't worked at all. And one of the main problems that they have is not just super weeds that they can't kill, but even a bigger problem is stubble that's left that needs to break down. You know, when you do no-till farming, you leave the residue on the surface. Little problem there for the people that have been using Roundup and GMO type of materials and all. And that is, and it's primarily coming from the Roundup, really, the biological activity has been fouled up so badly in the soil that the stubble is not breaking down. It's not rotting. There's not enough life in the soil, there's that term again, for the organic matter to break down. So it just lays there and finally oxidizes some, which, you know, evaporates into the air, and that doesn't help anything. Or part of it does. Part of it never goes away at all. It just sits there. Well, BioSI has come up with a wonderful product, and it's called BioSI SD25. What the SD stands for is stubble digestion. This is a product that, whether you're even thinking about being organic or not, if you're out there having trouble with production and super weeds and your organic matter not breaking down, and so production is going down the tubes, which is the final result of all this nonsense, you can use this product to help break down the stubble and build the soil health and get your production back under control. BioSI, and the product is SD25, which is stubble digester. Let me see what else I didn't get to yet. I think I'm fairly well caught up. Somebody says that they're baking with Splenda. They're recommending that, Matt. Is that what it is? Okay. All right. Somebody's putting some information on our Facebook that's a follow-up to some of the things we were talking about aspartame being dangerous. I think it's very dangerous, and you shouldn't drink Diet Cokes and Diet Pepsis and Diet anything. Aspartame will kill fire ants. That's all you need to know. That's it. That's all you need to know. Kills fire ants very well. And so if you want to use it for that, by all means, go ahead. There are less toxic ways to control the fire ants if you want to do that too. And an open line here for you at 866-444-3478. Here's Tyler in Missoula, Montana. Hello, Tyler.
Hello, sir. How are you doing today?
Doing great. What's going on there?
Lots of snow.
Cold, huh?
Yeah, it's been pretty cold. We bought a house last year, and we've got a bunch of trees on our property. One tree we have by the house is an elm tree.
Mm-hmm.
And we noticed the first year that the leaves were turning, they would get spotty brown spots on them. And then they would turn holey. You could see through the leaves. And we noticed that there were holes in the bark, but we never saw a woodpecker on it that year. Well, this year, we've seen a woodpecker on there, and I kept running them off with the slingshot, you know, chasing them off. And I finally got up close next to that tree, and there were bees flying around the tree, and the bees were going after the holes that the woodpecker was poking,
mm-hmm.
and there was ants coming out of the holes.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I believe that there's ants underneath the bark.
Okay. All right, what you've got going on there, Tyler, is a classic example of a tree that's in stress, and these various symptoms are starting to appear. When you have a woodpecker or a sapsucker, and they're basically the same thing, drilling holes in the trunk of a tree, it's a dead giveaway that there's some kind of a stress going on with the tree. Also, if you have insects eating holes in the leaves, it's a sign of stress. Now, there are some elms that are more susceptible to insect damage than others. For example, if your elm is a Siberian elm, they tend to be much more susceptible to the workings of these insects that eat holes in the leaves and cause all kinds of problems. But even with an ill-adapted tree, if you've got insects there, and that can be one of the causes of the stress, that, you know, it's not very well adapted to where you've planted it. But let's just assume that what you have is adapted there. That means there's something else causing the stress, and that can be that it's too deep in the ground. You know, the flares.
I exposed the root flare.
Okay, just recently?
I had never heard your show before, but I started listening to it when we first moved here, and one of the things that I noticed was that the tree looked like it was too deep.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually planted right at the base of a hillside.
Uh-huh.
So part of the hillside was actually up against the side of the flare on the hillside side. I took almost a foot and a half of dirt to get down to the top of the roots there.
Okay, good.
But I did expose the root.
How long ago did you do that?
I did that last spring, I'd say July maybe.
Okay.
And then we did the coffee grounds. We tried to put the coffee grounds all over the top of it to get some bacterial growth. And we didn't get anything. I mean, there was no, they didn't even turn green. They were molding in the coffee in the pot that we had.
Uh-huh. Well, that's good.
Them up.
That's showing that fungus is growing in there, and that's a beneficial thing that the coffee grounds do. Tell you what, hang on. Let's talk about it a little bit more. You got an interesting little puzzlement going on there, and hopefully I can help you with it, your tree situation. Any other questions, call me at 866-444-3478.
You already know how great all-natural Crazy Water is to drink, but now there's a Crazy Water bathhouse which is located in historic mineral wells, and it's the only place you can take a natural mineral bath in Texas. Enjoy day treatments or stay for the weekend in our luxurious guest rooms. Enjoy mineral baths, soaking tubs, treatments, and massages. Relax, unwind, and rejuvenate. Call 940-325-8870 to set an appointment. That's 940-325-8870. And don't forget, you can pick up bottled Crazy Water in HEB, Whole Foods, or Central Market. Crazy Water, so good it's crazy. At Natural Organic Warehouse, you get more than just affordable products for your farm, landscapes, ranch, or home. You also get practical field-based advice on how to best solve problems. That's because we're growers too. It's our advice that sets us apart from other product providers. Get the products and the advice you need by visiting naturalorganicwarehouse.com or call us at 888-998-9669. That's naturalorganicwarehouse.com, 888-998-9669. Better, cleaner, sustainable choices.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So, keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative to overall health and well-being. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking probiotics, the friendly bacteria that fight off the bad bugs that can cause digestive problems and break down your immune system. Dr. O'Hara's exclusive probiotic formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula that provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 20 years of scientific research and centuries-old wisdom, daily use of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics will revolutionize your family healthcare strategy. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
The first step to a beautiful lawn this spring is an application of Revive. Hi, Dale Langford here. You know, I've been writing lawn and garden columns for over 40 years, and I found one product that really works. It's Revive Organic Soil Treatment. Revive is a proven, unique formula of wetting agents, soil conditioners, and nutrients. It's organic-based, safe for kids and pets, and will not burn your lawn. Revive moves fertilizer and water down deep to the roots. Hey, that saves water and fertilizer, and that saves money. The results are spectacular. Get greener grass with less water, a lush, dark green, healthy lawn that you can be proud of. And remember, saving water is saving money. Revive is available at your favorite garden center. Visit Revive.com for more information and store locations. Use Revive every few weeks for the greenest lawn on your block. In fact, use Revive right now. It works.
All right, Howard, back with you. Telephone number to be with us is 866-444-3478. We were talking to Tyler in Montana. Tyler, I've just looked at your note that Matt wrote on here, and I just talking about the wrong tree. You have an oak, not an elm, right?
No, it's an elm.
It is an elm. Okay. It says oak on there. Good. I didn't waste your time talking about the wrong kind of tree. For people that didn't hear it, he's got some insect damage on the leaves, and ants are there now, and a sapsucker's been working on the trunk. Those are all signs of stress in the tree, and we're trying to figure it out. He's done some root flare exposure. One thing when you're doing exposure on a slope like that, it's something you may have to continue to do from time to time, as you probably already figured out, because it may silt back in. The insect damage is probably just a result of it being in stress for a while. Usually when you get the flare dramatically exposed, and that would be the thing to look at next. And you can send me a picture of it if you want to, and I'll be glad to take a look. But the flare needs to be not gently exposed, but very dramatically exposed. And a lot of times that will release, that will ease the stress that's bringing in the insects. The ants, on the other hand, are really not a problem. Ants are there like the honeybees or the bees that you said were coming in. They're coming in just to be opportunistic and get the sap that the sapsucker is making available by drilling holes in the tree. Never are ants a problem, because ants, even carpenter ants, would only hold up in dead and decaying material that was caused by something else. They're not going to cause an injury to the tree is what I mean.
Okay.
So you don't have to worry about them. The sapsucker holes, if you want to take the time to do it, you can look at the formula that we have under guides on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com and do the tree trunk goop and fill those holes in with tree trunk goop. And that helps them heal quicker and might help to repel the bird. But if you look at our library on the website and go to sapsuckers or woodpecker damage, we've got the research in there that backs up the theory that if you have holes being drilled in the tree, it's in stress, and then you need to fix what that caused, and the bird will go elsewhere. What the tree does when it's in stress is concentrate sugars, and the bird can detect that. And so it comes after those sugars, and then the secondary thing is that the bees and the ants go after that. So you're on the right track. You just need to figure out what else you can do to make the tree happier about its situation there, assuming that it's an adapted oak for you there where you live, and you'll be fine.
Now, when I do the coffee ground thing to increase the bacterial growth, does that need to be watered, like, every hour, or just mist it, or does it need to always stay wet? Or
No, just put it out like a fertilizer and water it in one time, and it – if you have it concentrated and wet, it'll grow green and blue and real bright colored stuff like you've already seen, and that's fungal, and that's good.
Well, so I only saw that in the tub that we were collecting it in.
Well, you won't see it too much when you spread it out and use it as a fertilizer. It'll be going on, but it'll be going on in very minute ways in the soil.
Okay.
So just put it out like fertilizer and water it in. It's great, natural, very gentle organic fertilizer. Shouldn't be the only thing that you use, but it's a nice addition to whatever else you're doing.
Okay, and should I? Do you think I should treat the tree with Garrett Juice? Or?
Well, it always helps to fire up the biological activity in the soil. Yeah, whip up a batch yourself with my formula and drench it in those roots, and then when the tree starts to grow, spray the foliage and the trunk and the whole ground plane and the whole deal. In the winter, just drench the soil. You can spray the bark. It feeds the plant through the bark to a degree, but especially during the growing season.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Good luck. Send me some pictures, too, and I'll try to help you more if I see something else that's going on. Andrea Rideout. Is it?
Hello, Howard.
At Gecko Hardware. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm very well. I'm enjoying this warmer weather today. I hope to sneak out and hit a few golf balls later.
Hey, there you go. Well, I'm home, and I'm actually going to go out and work with my chickens today.
Good.
Work a little in the garden. I'm taking a day to work at the house.
Well, that's the first thing I have to do is go by our experimental gardens and get the floating row cover off my carrots because they've been covered up now for several days. Probably didn't hurt them, but they're probably trying to grow through the top of the stuff now.
There you go. Well, as I said, I'm at home, but there's some great deals going on at Gecko today, and we have a special offer for Howard Barrett listeners only. So shall I tell you what it is?
Let's hear.
All right. Well, we have these cool green shopping bags. They're a reusable shopping bag that the fine folks at True Value have given us. They're earth-friendly and all that. And if your listeners will go into Gecko Hardware today, and we're open till 5 today from 10 to 5, tell them at the front counter, please give me a shopping bag. I heard about it on Howard Garrett. And they'll give you one. And the coolest thing is anything you can fit in that bag, regular price merchandise, is 20% off.
Oh, cool.
All over the store. So whether it's a tool or some goodies from some of our local vendors, anything you can fit in. The only exception is steel, our steel chainsaws. We've got a deal on those, too. If you buy $250 in steel products, we'll give you a $50 Gecko Hardware gift card.
Oh, that's great. Okay, everybody, that's a great deal. You can get the Garrett Juice Pro. You can get the Bio-SI that I've been talking about or any other of the wonderful products there at Gecko Hardware in East Dallas at, what's the address?
It's 10233 East Northwest Highway. We're right there at Ferndale and Northwest Highway. And like I said, we're open today 10 to 5. Just ask them for a green bag. The Howard Garrett Special.
Andrea, got to run. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Howard. Take care. Bye-bye.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. A new poll finds that Americans who already have health insurance are blaming President Obama's health care law for their rising premiums and deductibles. The AP GFK poll finds that nearly half the people with job-based or other private insurance coverage say their policies will be changing next year, mostly for the worst. House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan says he was frustrated with conservative groups that protested the bipartisan budget deal he helped engineer. He talked to NBC TV's Meet the Press program today. Syrian activists say government air raids have killed at least 22 people, including 14 children, in the northern city of Aleppo this weekend. And Nelson Mandela has been laid to rest today after a funeral that included a 21-gun salute, flyovers by military aircraft, and a eulogy by a traditional leader wearing animal skins who said, "A mighty tree has fallen." This is SRN News.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226. That's 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. It was a busy day of top 25 basketball Saturday. Top-ranked Arizona came back from an 11-point second-half deficit to edge Michigan 72-70. Wildcats coach Sean Miller.
We leave here obviously very excited and knowing that this was as quality of a win as you can have, in my opinion, in the country.
Third-ranked Ohio State is 10-0 after beating North Dakota State 79-62. Number four, Wisconsin moved to 12-0, beating Eastern Kentucky 86-61. It was fifth-ranked Michigan State, now 8-1 after a 67-63 win over Oakland. Sixth-ranked Louisville is 9-1, beating Western Kentucky 79-63. Cardinals guard Tim Anderson says they had a plan for countering the Hilltoppers' slowdown game.
Our press just warmed down, we felt like, and we feel we're in one of the best, you know, shaped teams in America.
Seventh-ranked Oklahoma State improved their record to 9-1, downing Louisiana Tech 70-55. Number 12, Wichita State is 10-0 and off to the best start in school history after they beat Tennessee 70-61. This is SRN Sports. 13th-ranked Kansas whipped New Mexico 80-63 down to two-game skid. Number 15, Oregon is 9-0 after beating Illinois 71-64. In the battle of top 25 teams, it was 18th-ranked North Carolina 82, number 11, Kentucky 77. This man, Marcus Page, scored 21 of his 23 points in the second half.
Kentucky has so much talent. It's just great to be out there and get to compete at this highest level because it doesn't get any better than this in college basketball. And to come away with a win against them and, you know, even a couple of the games earlier in the year, it's just a big momentum boost and confidence boost for this team.
Number 20, Gonzaga, down South Alabama, 68-59. It was 22nd-ranked UMass, 80, Northern Illinois, 54. In the gridiron, Navy dominated the Army, 34-7. Florida State quarterback Jameis Winston is the runaway winner of the Heisman Trophy.
You always have that feel of doubt in your mind because you know anything can happen. But when my name was called, it was just, oh, it happened.
He's the second straight freshman to win the award. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All right, Howard, back with you. 866-444-3478. Let's go to Corsicana and talk to Frank for a minute. Hello, Frank.
Good morning. I've got a hackberry tree, and on the bottom, at the root down there, and where it comes out of the ground, it's black around there.
Uh-oh, that's not good.
No, what can I do? Tree dunk?
Well, tell me a little bit more history here. How did the foliage look this past season?
It wasn't too bad, but they started to lose their leaves quite early.
Okay. Black can be, you know, that it's just rotting, it stayed too wet or something like that happened and it started rotting. Black can also be a disease called hypoxylin canker, Frank, which is not a causal kind of a disease. It's a resulting kind of a disease. It shows up after a tree has been really severely in stress and other things have happened, and it's kind of the last thing that shows up to push it over the edge. All I can tell you is that it doesn't sound good when you have a black something showing up on the base of a tree. And hackberries are kind of bad about that. Sometimes underground injuries or an injury of right at the ground level with weed eaters or mowers or something like that could have initiated the problem. It could be a gas leak. It could be, like I said earlier, stayed too wet for a long period of time. All I can suggest to you is to pull the soil away so you can see what else is going on there. And if it looks like there's any healthy flare and root system left, apply the entire sick tree treatment, which is the whole process, you know, that's explained on
Dr. Webb.
Okay. And maybe you can save it, but if you expose it and it's just rotted all the way around, my best advice to you would be something that I've had to do in the past, too. If a tree gets in too much trouble, you just need to take it out because it's a dangerous situation. And if it's gone too far, you know, we can't bring back something that's, you know, just gone over the edge too far.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I've got one more question. I got a oak tree, and I don't know how long it's been getting too much water, but it's pushed up out of the ground. Maybe the, you know, the very, where the roots echo out, maybe about 8 inches or a foot. It just pushed that baby right up, and it's just, it's so wide. And I found out that the water line runs so close to it, and it was filled up with water. It must have been maybe 3 or 4 years, you know. But it's really grown. But how can I say that?
Well, the first thing you do is stop the water. What kind of a tree
was
it?
Oh, I did that.
Okay. What kind of a tree was it?
It's a red oak.
It's a red boy. Red oaks are the most sensitive to that. So all you can do is get the water away from that and once again, apply the sick tree treatment, and hopefully it hasn't already rotted too much of a percentage of the root system, and you can save the tree. But that's all you can do.
Yeah.
Dry it out and apply the sick tree treatment. That's it. If you put some hydrogen peroxide into the Garrett juice spray and drench it in so that you get some hydrogen peroxide down into the soil with one of the treatments, at least that's probably a good thing to do in this case.
Yeah, it's growing, but the limbs, you know, are... The leaves aren't really heavy like they have been in other years, you know, and it looks healthy. But while I was talking there, I was wondering if you had any advice or what, if I'm going to lose it or not.
Well, if it looks healthy, maybe it's not that much in trouble. But all I can tell you is the worst thing you can do to a red oak is to keep the root system too wet. So getting that fixed was the most important thing to do. You've already figured that out. Apply the sick tree treatment, you know, that no matter what, it's going to help the situation, and then just start watering on a regular basis.
Just put it around all the roots then?
Just water the whole site. If it's an established red oak, it'll have roots all over your whole property.
Oh, this guy, but it's been here 25, 30 years.
Yeah, its roots are all over the place. So just water on a reasonable basis your entire property, and that's enough for an established a tree, especially one that's been overwatered. You don't need to be adding very much to it at all.
Yeah.
Sick tree treatment. Okay. Get it going today. It'd be a great time to do it, okay?
Okay, and thank you.
Appreciate the call very much. And we've got open lines now for you across the board at 866-444-3478. The Gecko Hardware offer that Andrea made, by the way, is a nice deal. That go into their store, those of you in Dallas, or if you want to drive over to Dallas, ask for the green shopping bag that she was talking about on my show. And everything you can get in that bag, you get 20% discount on. And that would include my books. And they have most of them, if not all of them. And that's one thing I wanted to chat about here a minute, is the last newsletter that we did is about books, but it's not about my books. It's about other people's books. We mentioned that, you know, we hope that you have at least some of our books and doing the natural organic thing. But we've gotten some good response from this newsletter from some people, and some people are actually adding some suggestions of other books that I should add to the list, which I appreciate. I like that. But what I've done is I've done a newsletter that covers the books that are in my library that I recommend to other people to learn how to do various specific parts of what we call this natural organic approach. Some of the books that I recommend are old books that were written a long time ago that I read early on that helped push me over into this natural organic thought process. And then I recommend other books that are by my contemporaries that are available today by various publishers. And there's several in there that you might want to get yourself to bring your knowledge up to the next level, or give away to people to try to get people to come into this arena that we are all in. The book that I featured the most with a photograph is one that I'm still reading at night, and I'm kind of enjoying not getting through it. I'm just reading it in little tastes at a time because it's so great. It's a book called Seeing Trees, and it's by a lady named Hugo. I'll pull it out and give you exactly what it is here in a little bit, but it's a big square book, and the photography is unbelievable in the book. It is her partner is the photographer, and he's come up with some way of doing these multiple shots of photography so that you see nothing but the close-up parts of these plants. There's no background in the shot. It's just a white background because of the way it's done, and it shows the detail in perfect definition of buds, leaf scales, flowers, you know, the male and female flowers. That's what it's about, is explaining the different flowers on these different trees. It covers some of the basic trees that, you know, you and I talk about and use all the time. In fact, ginkgo is on the cover, you know, the maybe one of the most important, well, for sure one of the most important trees in my life. And gives you some really great photographs and great thinking about this. She's not really, I don't think, an educated horticulturalist. She just got interested in trees and started doing this and doing a bunch of research about the trees. And I think you'll find it to be a great gift for you to enjoy and to give as a gift. Yeah, we have books too. They're great. But this thing and the list of these other books that I talked about, I think will help you out. Give us a call, 866-444-3478. Let's see, there was one other thing to catch up on. Oh, yeah, the membership area of DirtDoctor.com. We've had quite a lot of people joining lately, and we're delighted about that. You get some nice bonuses when you join. The Organic Manual, which is one of my books, is one of those things. And the Inland Sea Oats seed. More and more people are talking about the seed and joining to get the seed, which is one of the things that we're giving new members. And planting Inland Sea Oats will work anywhere in the country. We've had one negative report from somebody in Pennsylvania saying that we shouldn't be planting it in Pennsylvania, but here it's a native plant, not invasive at all. It's very durable, especially if you want something to grow in an area where you have erosion problems or you've had trouble growing something else. And it can be started from seed. Once you get the seed going and little plants are germinating and have a little seedlings growing, they can be moved around with 100% success. Once you have inland sea oats established, they form this beautiful display of seed heads, and you can see them. Go to dirtdoctor.com and go into the library there. Look up sea oats. You can see how pretty they are. If you leave them on the plants to shatter, or if when they're brown and mature, you pull them off like I did to come up with the supply that we have, they can, wherever they fall on the ground, whether it's falling off the plant or you're moving them somewhere else, you'll have 100% germination of the inland sea oats and be able to get it started. If they pop up in areas where you don't want them, it's one of those plants that once it's established, you got to dig it out. It's got a really very dense, very durable crown, which is good. We want that for the erosion control and all that stuff. But when the seedlings are small, when they first are getting started, you can reach down with two fingers and pull it out of the ground very easily. It'll have some big old fleshy roots that come out of the ground that are real shallow easily. And so you can destroy it if it's growing someplace where you don't want it, or put it in a pot and start growing it for somebody else to have, or move it to a new location. Again, it's called Inland Sea Oats, and you get some when you join the Organic Club of America. It doesn't cost very much money at all, and you get some benefits. You get the various videos that I do first before they go public. I can't remember what the last one I did is. Oh, yeah, it was transplanting a little ginkgo seedling at my house, I think is what it was. And then you don't have to be a member to, you know, see all this stuff, but you get first shot at it, and the dirt is where we put a lot of news information, and it accumulates and is all in one place and convenient for you. And then you can see all the other stuff on dirtdoctor.com. The newsletter, on the other hand, doesn't cost a penny. It's free, and all you have to do to get the newsletter is give us your email address. It's info@dirtdoctor.com, or you can fill out the form, which is a better, quicker way to go, that's on the website, on the homepage of the website. And we send out the newsletter once a week whenever we get it ready. And the current one, like I said, is about these other books that I recommend. I'll be back right after this, so don't go away. Let me tell you about a great new eco-friendly alternative to fish oil, Chia Omega. New from our friends at Essential Formulas, the Dr. O'Hara's probiotic folks. Chia Omega is an all-natural, plant-based omega-3 line of supplements made from chia seed oil, the richest and most sustainable natural source of ALA omega-3 on the planet, even more than fish or flax. So ask for Chia Omega at fine health food retailers starting this month, and don't accept a substitute. Chia Omega, good for you and good for the planet.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer on beneficial microbe and enzyme products. BioSI products help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops, and it also loosens the soil, reduces fertilization needs, and helps reduce irrigation needs. For growers, BioSI has recently introduced Stubble Digester, which will significantly reduce crop residue and help prepare your field for next season's growth. Contact BioSI today at 866-393-4786 or go on the web at biositechnology.com. That's biositechnology.com.
Okay, gardeners and farmers, for over 30 years, Arbico Organics has been a leading provider to growers nationwide. Arbico Organics offers beneficial insects, natural fly control, mosquito control, beneficial nematodes, grub and beetle control, insect traps, and many other pest solutions. Call 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-827-2847 to speak with one of their friendly specialists, or go online to arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com.
There is a new version of Garrett Juice. It is Garrett Juice Pro. Green Industries is the manufacturer. Garrett Juice Pro consists of oilseed extracts, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, bacteria, and beneficial fungi. There is also Garrett Juice Hybrid for those who haven't gone completely organic. Ask for it in our local garden center, farm and feed, or hardware store. For more information, call 877-665-2121 or go to GarrettJuicePro.com. That's 877-655-2121 or GarrettJuicePro.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: Children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Here's Dave in Granbury next up. Hey, Dave.
How you doing, Howard?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
I had a question for you, but before I get to it, we spoke a few months back about, you know, I'm a cheesemaker over here. And we talked about utilizing our whey to break down the cellulose in tree trimmings, et cetera, and just wanted to report back that it's making some very nice looking mulch. I'm going to use it, you know, over the next couple of months and try utilizing it as far as, you know, spreading it on the lawn, stuff like that. But it's really nice looking mulch. I can tell you that. It's really black and just looks really good.
I'm sure it's going to be fantastic. I think it's going to be loaded with beneficial microbes and will work well. Yeah, keep me posted on it.
Yeah, and the question I've got is I live out in the country, and I've got moths apparently, and I've never seen them. But I pull out one of my wool trousers, and there's these little tiny holes.
Yeah.
I've looked all around. I can't see any signs of them other than that. And I just had a question: if you had any suggestions that are non-nuclear to get rid of them?
Yeah, we've had moth issues at our place, and we work over here with EcoSafe. That's the specific company we work with, and you might talk to them and. I would imagine they'd come that far, and if not, they may have a recommendation of somebody closer to you that would use the natural techniques.
Okay.
What we did was a combination of pheromones and traps. There are pheromones and you know, non-toxic pest control products that work for moths, but what works the best and what worked the best for us are pheromones, so that you attract them to these pest control products, you know, that you need, and some of them are traps. They're very attracted to these pheromone laced glue traps.
Okay.
The only negative about glue traps is if you have any gecko lizards or anything like that in the house, they can end up getting in them and getting stuck. So some people are extremely opposed to glue traps. We have geckos around, and we've never had any get in and get caught and get hurt.
Yeah.
But that is one thing to keep in mind.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll look at it from that angle. I sure appreciate it.
Yeah, it'd be better to get a professional involved in there if you've got a real problem rather than trying to do some little home remedy. It's better because that's a pretty – they're all over the place in little niches and crevices and cracks and everything, and you need to put something out that will attract them, you know, to what you're trying to get them to so you can control them.
Okay. Yeah, they hide very well because I've never seen a sign of them at all.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Howard.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate the call.
Take care. Bye.
Open line at 866-444-3478. Rolene in Vernal, Texas. Is that right, Vernal?
Yes, it's Vernal, Utah.
Vernal, Utah.
How are you?
I thought that might be the case. I'm doing great. Thanks for calling.
Good. You're welcome. Well, the reason I'm calling is because I renewed my membership and I got the nicest surprise in the mail. I've been wondering about fish oils, and I received your Omega and your seed oats, and I'm just thrilled. There's a spot here in my yard that I wondered what to plant in the shade, and you answered my question.
Well, good. Keep me posted on how well it does there for you. It's reported to grow very well all over the country and in some real cold places, so I hope it works for you.
I will.
Yeah.
Yes. We are zone 3, so that was a winning key for me, and I'm excited. I started on your pills, and I'm excited to see the results. So thank you. That was very kind, and it was a great surprise.
Well, great. Thank you for calling. All right.
Bye-bye.
See you, Rolene. And, I'd love to get the reports from people about how well things are working across the country. We get some raised eyebrows and some questioning about how can we talk to people and help people with gardening and landscaping across the country. And it's kind of interesting. We didn't do this national syndication for a long time because of that. But the way it turns out is that with two basic exceptions, it's the same border to border and coast to coast. For example, the way you prepare a bed, the way you plant plants properly, the way you plant a tree properly, the root flare issue, the sick tree treatment, the way the insects that you have that you need to control, or all those things are basically the same across the country. The diseases are basically the same with two exceptions, timing and specific plant materials. And if you deal with those things, I mean, we can help people across the board. There are a few, you know, really special kinds of things, obviously, but for the most part, gardening and landscaping is the same wherever you are. Daryl the Snake Man next up. Hey, Daryl.
Hey, Howard. How are you, sir?
Doing pretty well. What's up with you?
Oh, well, I am in the camp of not liking glue boards. My caveat about that would be if you're going to use glue boards, use them very responsibly and check them very frequently to see if you have in fact trapped something that you didn't want to, like a gecko.
The way we use them is we use the ones that are shaped like little tents, and they hang up in the air, basically, or they're put up on shelves and things. And, you know, you can still have geckos there, but we haven't had a problem with it so far.
I would think you probably wouldn't with that. I hear the music. Do we need to wait for the break?
Yeah, can you hang on?
Absolutely.
All right.